Well, this might just suck.
Yeah, that might just suck.
I don't know.
Well, let's get into what matters. Stop of people stopping when it was their turn to go. The day has begun. slippery phone, this thing. Also, putting it up against my iPhone makes my iPhone pop up the, like, credit card payment stuff. Like, the two NFC things close together are like, yo, you trying to do a money thing? I assure you, I am always trying to do a money thing. Can I get a number 5 with a large Diet Coke?
Anything else I can get for you?
Yeah, also one chicken McGriddle.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's going to be 10:40. It's the first one this week.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day. Something out if I can. I've crossed another dark boundary.
See, I would love to be able to stop playback. So I tethered my iPad to my iPhone. And now I can see chat. But it also loads the audio when I look at chat.
I would love to be able to stop playback. So I tethered my iPad to my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And now I can see chat. But it also loads the audio.
And I can mute it, but then that's still bandwidth going out the window, right? So, in an ideal situation, and I know normally you can listen to and stop listening to a stream. Maybe if I hit the listen button instead of going to my own profile. And then if I type in my name here,
and I know that just goes right back to that. You can listen to and stop listening to a stream.
Yeah, I mean, I can hit the X in the top of the iOS app, but that's... It's clearly still streaming it.
Profile.
It doesn't actually stop sucking bandwidth. So I'd rather not suck that bandwidth if I'm not going to use it. But fuck it, who cares? Who cares?
He's still streaming it. Profile. It doesn't actually stop sucking bandwidth.
This is now completely ridiculous. And I'm out of places to put devices. Yeah, that's the other thing I was thinking, is if I went to the website, maybe I could even do that on an iPhone. And then look at chat that way, and maybe that would work. I don't know. At some point, I'm probably going to take the SIM card out of this Android phone and put it back in the iPad. So it's kind of academic anyway. I just needed an Android device to test out streaming services. Project xCloud and the like. Always like the bandwidth button that tells you how your connection is always like, you might be having problems, even when I'm on pretty fast internet. And but at the same time, it's worked okay. Knew a guy like Roger Stone was gonna get fucked. Well, no, that would imply that he is getting treated unfairly. You always knew a guy like Roger Stone was gonna end up going down for some shit that he very much did. Dude's got Patsy written all over him. And idiot written all over him, too. Seems like he maybe was not a very smart criminal.
is not great.
Yeah. www.swishahouse.biz. It's the official Swisher House website. Swishahouse.biz. Check it out, baby. B-I-Z.
BJCarWild.com.
That's my website. Where it's going down. You can check us out. This is the second one. We got time by Baby Car Wild. The VP channel. The album coming soon to a store near you. Be on the lookout.
I'm Sexy Eyes O2. On this phone is, so I don't know how to position it to, for best results, or whatever. There we go. By the freeway is still all melted. Like it's warped, it's all fucked up, like you can barely read that it says Burger King. It's great. sucks so much. Stacking scene inside of Minecraft. me want to drift a car. 95% of Eurobeat makes me just want to make a car go sideways. That dude on a motorcycle that just passed me, he's probably doing about 90, 95. That, you know, yeah, going real fast on a motorcycle at night also would probably suffice. But really, it just... Dr. Pepper.
Tito Ortiz, Guy Metzger, Ken Shamrock, the Lion's Den. What do these names all have in common? They're all part of the biggest feud in the history of mixed martial arts. Not only did I witness it all, but I helped make it all happen. And this is my story.
Done.
Yuck. Foggy today, just straight up overcast at the Golden Gate Bridge. Better visibility. I can see downtown from here. Top of the Coit Tower, obscured by fog and clouds, or fog or clouds. Probably fog. That's probably fog. I'm sorry, is that Nixon? Sutro Tower, right? Is that... Koi Tower, I think people can get up on. Sutro. Lady's just saying words.
Intentional.
good.
Turn it off.
Barbecue sauce.
Go on.
Almost every type of cuisine has some type of barbecue that is part of the traditional cuisine, but American cuisine especially is known for elaborate barbecue sauces and rubs. Contests are held all over the U.S. on a yearly basis to see who can invent a new and unique barbecue sauce, and the people that compete in those contests take them very seriously. In any
got new barbecue
shop,
sauce,
you can find dozens of specialty
White Claw and brown sugar
and barbecue spice blends
done.
In a wide range of spiciness levels. There are almost as many variations of barbecue sauces as there are cooks that specializes in making barbecue. But the most basic ingredients that you need to cook a great barbecue sauce are tomato paste, vinegar, spices of all kinds, and thickeners. Even though barbecue sauce wasn't mentioned in any type of cookbook until the 1920s, and not widely mentioned until the 1950s, people have been using barbecue sauce in the U.S. since the first settlers arrived. Some legends say that it was Christopher Columbus himself
who brought barbecue sauce
after having eaten some in South America. Regardless of how barbecue sauce became such a classic American sauce,
this
it's
guy
now
just
part of American
keeps
culinary
saying
lore.
Barbecue
American
sauce.
American barbecue sauces from
barbecue sauce.
Louisiana Creole to
barbecue
Southwestern
sauce.
To buffalo wing sauce are well known all over the world. Here are just a few of the many variations of barbecue sauce
barbecue
from
sauce.
Around the U.S. that you might want to try to make in your own home. Texas barbecue rub. Rubs are very
I'll
popular
give you a
for
Texas
barbecue,
barbecue
even
rub.
Though they are very dry. You can use a little olive oil or a very light tomato-based sauce mixed with a rub to make a sauce. Texas barbecue is influenced heavily by Southwestern spicy cuisine. To make a good hot and spicy traditional Texas barbecue rub, you need to have tomato paste, brown sugar, chili pepper, black pepper, ground cumin, dry mustard, cayenne pepper, and chipotle pepper. The chipotle pepper is crucial to maintaining the Southwestern flavor of the sauce. Alabama white barbecue sauce. This regional classic is only found in Alabama, and it's
barbecue
one of the very
sauce.
Few barbecue sauces that use a white, fatty base. Alabama
the
white barbecue sauce
me?
Has a mayonnaise base, which helps keep the meat from drying out during the barbecuing. To make Alabama white barbecue sauce, you will need mayonnaise, homemade of course, fresh lemon juice, white granulated sugar, black pepper, salt, and Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Honey Dijon barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
This is a fun variation of traditional American barbecue
yeah, it's
sauces,
real fun.
And it's great when you're making dinner for people that are allergic to tomatoes or just don't like them. To make this spicy mustard sauce, you will need Dijon mustard, honey, cider vinegar, brown sugar, cayenne pepper, black pepper, and salt. You can also thicken this sauce a little or add some mayonnaise to it and use it as a great sandwich spread. Kansas City barbecue sauce. Kansas City barbecue sauce is a classic
barbecue
American sauce that is known for its dark, smoky flavor. While most of the regional sauces from the Plain States and the Southwest focus on just heat, the Kansas City sauce really has a subtle blend of many spices that give it a great balance. If you want to take on this well-known sauce at home, you'll need to have ketchup or thick tomato paste, dark molasses, white vinegar, cinnamon, allspice, mace, chili pepper, Tabasco, paprika, black pepper, and liquid smoke to give it that dark smoky flavor. If you want to make a sauce that will give a summer barbecue some kick, try this rich American sauce.
I'll try this rich American sauce, motherfucker.
Buffalo wings are known everywhere for their unique spices and taste. Originally, buffalo wings were a specialty dish at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. Word spread quickly about the unique sauce that they are used on their chicken wings, and quickly people began asking to buy the sauce. The Anchor Bar is known both locally in Buffalo and around the world as the original spot to get buffalo wings. You can use buffalo wing sauce on any type of chicken dish or on any poultry dish, but if you want to make a spicy snack for a weekend afternoon or a family night celebration, try making buffalo wings. To make buffalo wing
sauce,
time
for a family night celebration. Here are the buffalo wings.
Lemon juice, honey, ketchup, and spices to taste.
Barbecue sauce. Have a Friday thing. I'll see you.